luck in that tournament.
Guys. Yeah, thank good you. Luck in thank the tourney.
You. And hope to catch you guys at the show.
The future we'll be endeavors.
There, and we'll keep everyone informed of how that goes and with the results. So.
And Patrick, thank you so much
Thanks
again.
Thanks for having me.
Of Thanks, course. Guys.
Leading us into the world of the wrestling. And also, Connor, thanks much as always. You keep us from crashing into the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And David Cannon Mace, we got James Sonny Crockett, and I'm the wireless one, Mike Koreski. Thanks, you guys. And we'll see you soon. KXRW 99.9.
Sports Talk from the Coop.
Adios, KXRW listeners.
Hey, you're listening to KXRY Portland. Stay tuned. Wildflowers and Weeds will be on in just a few moments.
Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, Rockaway Beach, and Wheeler at 91.7 FM, streaming online and on demand at xray.fm. I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and we apologize for the brief interruption. As most people know, if you're driving around, there's traffic all over the entire city. So we are here and we have a special guest, and it is our bud Berkeley.
Hello.
Or the artist known as Berkeley, I guess.
Yes, thank you for having me back.
Thanks for being here. We're sorry for you also waiting.
No, it's okay. It made me think of all the poor people having to wait at the airport.
Oh, I know. Yesterday? I saw those images. Yeah. I was just telling Chase about that, where they were running down the freeway.
Yeah. So it wasn't a situation like that, which was nice.
I know. As we were driving, I was like, oh, by the way, it's like to park on the side of the freeway and run, or jump out of your Uber and run to the airport, sounds awful.
Yeah.
The experience of the airport in general. But we're glad you're here. You have a very... Today, our show is based around birds.
Birds,
which birds. But it's actually also, we're having you here because your album is coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. That's crazy. It kind of dawned on me yesterday that it's happening. I've been in like tour prep headspace. Yeah. So I've been thinking about those things, and I'm like, oh, yeah, the reason I'm doing that is because I have an album coming out, and I need to, like, press all the buttons to release it tonight.
Right? It's exciting. You've got a couple already singles that have been released, which yeah. I have loaded up to Johnny's next. So
oh,
I figured
sick. Cool.
We'll go into that, and then we'll go into the birds stuff. Beautiful. Yeah, I felt like we might give a little intro to you.
Yeah.
You've been working on this album. I know that, you know, we had you when your first single was coming out. And then you have like an insider knowledge to like, obviously, with your job, like the record label.
Mm-hmm.
How much more complex is it to be an artist who's also, you know what I mean? Like you're having right. to hit all the areas where normally you're just like in your own
yeah.
box, you know?
Yeah.
Or lane.
It would be cool to like just make the thing and then pass it off and then see things happen and see things trickle in. But then I have to kind of change the way I think pretty majorly and like start thinking like business minded and
yeah.
think about PR and marketing and stuff. And then like just even like timelines of like how long is it going to take for the LP to get pressed and the CDs to get duplicated, stuff that has like really nothing to do with music, you know?
Yeah, the logistics.
Yeah, so it's been fun dealing with like booking too for the last like, I mean, I started booking in January and finally locked in the last date like 2 days ago.
Oh wow.
And yeah we're gonna leave in a couple weeks, so yeah. It was like down to the wire kind of needlessly, but that's a very long story about some venue in Austin, Texas. But
I saw that post today and I was like, okay, nice to see Austin on there.
yeah that was a pretty wet and wild experience trying to get that one locked in. But yeah, that's,
I wouldn't even know
thing.
Where to start, because venues in other right. cities, it's like you call, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah, and it made me think about how we used to do it like pre-internet and how
I don't even know.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's like you think you got it locked in and you're just like, I hope that when we get there people are there, like the other
yeah.
bands are there, or that the venue even exists. There
yeah.
was a lot of faith pre-internet.
I can only imagine the stress. I know there's so much more that goes into music than just what we
yeah,
digest
totally.
As a listener that you don't even think about.
Yeah.
Like even the math that goes into it.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
The software, all of it.
Yeah. But, yeah. The making of things. That's kind of like the deal with the record label is all the artists so far are kind of making their own records.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's just so much training behind that of like making things sound good. And also you're, you know, playing your instruments and working on your craft, right? Like writing the songs to a level that you feel is like, yeah, we should put this out and people might want it in their lives. It takes a lot of time.
Yeah. I know there's like all the components, even visually.
Oh yeah.
You know, and I did want, I mean, we've kind of now talked about a little bit of that. I was going to have you introduce your like self, but I feel like that was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of led you into music?
Oh man. I taught myself how to play guitar when I was around 12. And that was just because like guitar was very big in the world. Like that was like alternative radio was kind of the thing.
Yeah.
So guitar was everywhere. And I feel like guitar is less present now. So it's weird to think like, oh yeah, this is why everyone like wants computers and is like making their own stuff, because things are so electronic and based around computer generated stuff. I was just really into guitar stuff when I was younger and thought it was cool. Like it felt like people were expressing their weirdness in a way that I really couldn't, just as like a regular kid. And I thought people are being celebrated for their weirdness if they play guitar, so maybe I'll play guitar and not be bullied.
You know what's funny? I remember watching Never Been Kissed, or not, uh-huh. Is it Never Been Kissed? She's All That, you know, oh. Where they have to like make over the art student who's dorky and she's yeah. like really gorgeous and they're like, she's hideous.
It's, yeah, it's like all they did is just like
took her glasses off and she like moved her head. That I loved that movie. Like I watched it all the time because I was also like, I drew and I was a painter,
oh.
but I was also the weird kid.
Yeah.
And after watching that movie, I was like, that's where I go. in high school. I go to that room. And then I did art all 4 years, and then that's what I graduated with for my bachelor's degree.
Oh, cool.
But it was a similar moment where I was like, this is where it's okay to be me.
Yeah.
You kind of need that avenue or that channel when you find it.
Yeah. You're like, Well, once I got into it, I like almost immediately found my people and they found me. Like we were all like the kind of outcast weirdos. I mean, I make it sound like I was super weird, and I wasn't. I had friends outside of music too, but like I definitely wasn't popular. And the people that I really developed like deep friendships with, and it was through music, right? We had that bond of like, yeah, this is the thing, and we all shared stuff that was really meaningful to us, like other bands and artists.
Those moments are super necessary for community, for person, you know, like a lot of reasons. I used to go to a diabetes camp when I was in high school. That week, we all lived for that week, you know, to be
like
with our other.
You feel like you're not that different.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And I feel like our arts do unite us in that same way, you know, like when you've connected with somebody over an art piece, even if you're both working on separate work, you know, you're invested in their work or you're watching progress. Like there is this like weirdly emotional attachment also that's growing.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been reading a lot of that lately with Ozzy dying. Like everyone just being like, Ozzy made me feel like not so weird in my little town, and like listening to like Master of Reality as a kid was like, this makes me make more sense to myself.
Totally.
And this like what he represented. Obviously there's a lot of other stuff besides Ozzy, but it's like that's a good example of like music, even if you're not a musician or an artist, like being that kind of binding force to the rest of your life making sense.
It totally makes sense. And I think that like I know, and that's a weird, like, position you take as an artist.
Yeah.
Like, knowing somebody's going to cling on to stuff that you did is kind of a heavy task.
Yeah, like, you feel some responsibility. I've always just been like, I don't know if I'm operating, like, on enough radars or, like, I'm a big enough blip to have that happen, but I know, like, it could.
I think even...
I don't know.
I have a friend that's in LA and her name's Mary Simich. She's a fantastic artist. She just has the one album out. And it's, when it came out, I listened to it and it was like when I needed to hear it, you know? It was like about her dad dying and growing up, like all this stuff. And I was like, became really attached. It's just this one little indie artist in LA that like really made 2021 okay for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just, one person, it's kind of worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was growing up, I was listening, I got into, you know, punk and stuff like that. And these are bands that like you're able to find the record in your record store in your town. So it feels like they're big. And then now that I'm like really deep in it as a, like a working, you know, traveling artist, I'm like, oh man, these people were like barely selling enough tickets in clubs.
Yeah.
You know? But to me, they felt like, oh my gosh, I get to go see them play.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I'm probably playing, like there's a place I'm going to play in Fort Collins, Colorado. All the punk bands that I love go through there still.
That's cool.
And it's small. And I feel really nervous to play there. Like, I don't belong there. But it's like, I don't know. I kind of do because I'm selling as many tickets, I think, as they would.
Yeah.
But they still feel like the biggest bands in the world to me because they're just, like, so important.
That totally makes sense. I think that, like, now when I look at records... We go to Astoria and there's this man who has like a basement of records that are in banana boxes and they're all really well organized, but none of them are typically in like there's a ton that aren't in cover. I mean, it's a mess, but it's great. It's a great kind of mess. But you always find like I'll go through the country and there's a ton of country artists who were just random folks who like went to the you know, like in the 50s.
Yeah.
And those are so fun to listen to. Everybody's variation.
Yeah.
Those one off like records and. It's kind of a special, even if your record later is found by one random kid in a small town.
Yeah.
Because it got donated by somebody's uncle.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's like all the
50 or something.
All the streaming services and stuff. You never know who's listening to, to your stuff.
That's totally.
I mean, like you'll find out if you're like connected to the dad or whatever, but that can be surprising too.
Yeah. How do you feel like, do you prefer when people listen and digest your music to be like, analog, like on a record, or doesn't matter?
I think it's just cooler that way. Like I know I personally have always felt more connected when I like put something on, just because it's a lot more intentional, you know, like
totally.
I meant to put it on and I'm going to sit down and focus on it, as opposed to like, here's a playlist that either I made or that like this machine is making.
And I'm cleaning my house.
Yeah. And I'm not paying attention. And it's just sort of like decorating the time, but it's not, it doesn't really matter to me, you know?
Yeah, that is true. That intention, it's so silly because it's just so small,
mm-hmm.
but just putting that down, putting the record on, putting the needle on and picking that song. On Sundays, we try to listen to our records for that same reason.
Yeah. Yeah. And it feels like you have a little bit of an exchange with it, because there is that physical feedback. Of
yeah.
Like, I'm going to play it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, reminds me of the Walkman, me pushing play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You have control over like the soundtrack of your day. Like, am I going to start feeling cool right now, or am I going to just like try to listen to the world? Or
right.
Yeah.
I know. Usually I choose to look cool. Yeah. Be cool right now. I'm just kidding. We'll make everybody feel cool. Should we play Two Johnnies?
Two Johnnies. What a cool title.
I know. Here is Berkeley's latest single. This comes out tomorrow. Well, the whole album comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Here's Two Johnnies.
Like sand, I see it tumble as I try to hold on, hold on. Oh, a burning sun I've left behind as a drifter in my own mind. There are two Johnny Wrangle and Johnny Wild. They look like brothers if you stick a while. It's true we were going to Mexico, but all of my life feels like I'm making it up. I'm in a loose school with imaginary friends. It's tough to feel like enough. Myself is like playing pretend. They're yin and yang. Johnny played guitar while the other Johnny sang. One slept at the ranch, the other in tumbleweed smelling like ash. Some had their love turned against them, each one the last thing that the other saw. The menacing face of themselves where passion is long. The same one of them fled from Mexico, for fear of his life feels like I'm making it. Go with imaginary friends. It's tough to feel like enough. But me and myself is like play and pretend. It feels like I'm making it up. I'm in a let's go with imaginary friends. It's tough to feel like enough. But me and myself is like play and pretend. Spirits of Johnny. When my world is on fire, when horses fenced inside me, find an opening in the wild.
Flows to the sea, wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow
river flow. Let your waters wash down, take me from this road to some other town. All he wanted was to be free, and that's the way it turned out to be. Flow, river, flow. Let your waters wash down. Take me from this road to some other town. Flow, river, flow. Past the shady tree. Go, river, go. Go to the sea. Flow. That river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river, flow. Let your waters wash down. Take me from this road to some other town.
You are listening to X-Ray FM. This is DJ at Lazy Bones, and I'm here with Berkeley in the X-Ray studio. You just heard The Birds with So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, and then before that was Ballad of an Easy Rider. Yeah, and then before that, if you heard it, it was Berkeley's latest single, To Johnny's. His album comes out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And you're here to celebrate with us.
Yeah, with a bunch of birds, a big basket of birds.
Yeah, and Vaquero comes out tomorrow everywhere, and yep, you're having CDs and album or records.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all exciting.
Yeah.
So much.
It's the whole package. Yeah. And I'm going to play a very small release show to some RSVP only guests, but there are two slots open at Dead Aunt Thelma's studio, which is where we recorded it here in Portland. with most of the band that recorded it. The bassist won't be there, but the co-producer will be filling in for him.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and David Lipkind, if you're hip to him in the local scene, he'll be there as well, playing along. And label mate Bob Cummins Jr. is coming up from Dallas to sit in with the band also.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so it's going to be a big label family party. And yeah, just super cozy, everyone together seated with refreshments and just having a good time listening to music, playing music.
The vibe of all the singles you've released so far, that seems extremely fitting for a show.
Yeah,
to
totally.
Be like relaxed, enjoying things. The fact that it's at where you recorded it is really cool.
Yeah, I think that'll be, I mean, it's new for me. I haven't ever done that before.
Yeah.
And shout out to Gus Berry, the manager of Thelma's and co-producer, for encouraging that and letting it happen, because he's being very cool about letting a lot of people who aren't normally like around recording equipment be around recording equipment. But yeah, we're gonna be playing in
that's
the live
true.
room, so yeah, we're just gonna be like, yeah, check it out, don't touch anything, come in here,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
yeah, enjoy
seeing we so I love to do tours of X-Ray when we have like friends in town or family.
Oh yeah,
because seeing this whole thing is like super fascinating.
Yeah,
the fact that this is what operates at all.
Yeah, yeah, you always wonder like how, I mean, I don't know, maybe some people don't wonder it, but I know like growing up I was really interested
way, yeah.
in like, how did it get through the air to the little radio I'm listening to? And it, yeah, it's so complicated, there's so much stuff.
The only parts that I knew about radio were what I learned through Mary Roach's book. She like writes about science.
Oh.
And she writes about like the afterlife and how like they're in hot water tanks in like New York will pick up like radio signals or and phone signals, so sometimes you can hear like people talking.
Oh wow.
And the only parts that I knew were what I learned through her book. And so when I started dating Chase and he was like, it would have to be like told me four times because I just could not grasp. He's like, and then this and this, and I'm just like, and he's like, and AM stations are different, and I'm like, oh my.
Oh no, now I gotta think about that.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, and what it covers, how, wait, what, okay. But yeah, and it's based on how the population is, how much it's worth. Yeah, there's way too many things that go into it.
Yeah, like beyond like the mechanics of it, like how radio itself, like as an industry, works.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty wild.
It's
yeah,
all, there's so many sectors of music that
yeah,
you don't even think about.
Yeah, totally. Like you're just thinking about like either the ad you're hearing or like a song that you're waiting for or something like
yeah.
that. But yeah, there's so much behind it getting it to you.
It's, yeah, that's the intent, like the amount of like us rushing here with traffic, the amount of like stress it puts to like make sure the radio is yours at the right time.
Yeah, that it's happening all the time. Yeah.
And someone's just in their car and they have no idea.
Right. Yeah, I got my hands on some old air checks from the oldies station that I used to listen to where I grew up. And you know, like for those listening, like that's like all the blurbs in between songs, like him doing like quick radio, this old DJ from the 60s doing like the weather check-ins and song intros and outros. So it's just like that, right? Like you
that's
hear, like,
really cool
tail ends of songs and stuff, but it was all like in this time period of, I don't know what it was, it might be like 64 or 65. Yeah, fascinating to hear like how that was happening, and like it came from an old like quarter inch reel of tape.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's but I mentioned that because like they were happening like overnight, like he was like the late night guy, so he's kind of talking to like maybe five people.
Yeah,
but like running it as if like thousands of people are listening to this thing.
It's totally true. I have my uncle, he passed away a while ago, but he used to have a radio show on the AM station in Tucson, the community AM station.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a gardening show where he took
cool.
calls.
Yeah.
And my grandparents listened every show, and they recorded every show to yeah. tape. I wish that I had them now. Like, I wish I was the carrier of them, but I don't. But like, I would go there on Fridays, and I would get there right after my class ended and his show ended. So mm-hmm. like, it was always the tail end of them recording it.
Yeah.
But you know, like who knows how many people were actually listening at the time. He did get callers though, so you know, like even if it's just three. Because I have some listeners, yeah. One of my, he has a show on Shady Pines, and
oh, yeah.
his last name's Fish, so he and his daughter have a radio show on their Fish and Chips, and when he picks her up, they're listening to my show right now, like, this is the show that's on on in the car when he picks her up from school. And so she listens to like a lot of female, you know, like, but I'll get texts from them or like my friend Mark, and I'm like, they're my friends now.
That's
they
so
might
cool.
be my only two listeners, but you know.
But yeah, it's like with the gardening show, it's like it's for the heads, like those are the people who are like deep in it, like you know that they're getting
and
something out of it.
Chase used to have like a late night 2 to 3 p.m. slot, and he had punk, or it was like new wave punk, and there was a hostel downtown that listened, and they would text him, you know, and they were they loved him.
Yeah.
Do you miss your hostel friends?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
would
true.
They would call? Oh, they would call in.
Oh, that's cool.
That's so funny.
Yeah, the real devoted disciples.
Yeah.
Like whatever the format of the show is, like those are cool.
Yeah, it's it's all interesting to be like the background of people's lives.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Music's like a big part of, you know, so many aspects of your life, and it's really just background.
Right.
And your brain is picking those up and you don't know. And then someday that song will play again and it'll bring up that memory and you're just bawling.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's
like,
crazy.
Like, how did
that,
I even
like,
know the words to this?
It's crazy how like it used to be more of a commodity because people like understood that and valued it. And it was also like the way the industry was like the only way you could bring it home was to buy it, or like, yeah, you heard it on the radio, but there's more of it, so you should go get the record. Like that was the marketing.
Yeah.
You know? And now it's just like so readily available that
and one hits like, can just whatever. Be added to a playlist. And
yeah, it feels a lot more passive. But hopefully people incorporate like what I'm doing with that kind of like bring it home and dig in kind of mentality.
Totally, I think your music's very fitting for like our Sunday, our brunch Sunday where we're playing a record.
Yeah, totally.
You also have a Music Millennia.
Yeah,
appearance on August 2nd.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, me and the co-producer and Bob will be there for that too, playing like just a little stripped down acoustic thing.
It's always fun to be in there when there's stuff happening like
that.
Like when you're just a customer at random.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hopeful that people will not feel put out by it, but more like, oh, I discovered something. But
yeah, we love it.
It's also just cool to play like in that space. It's like you're in a church of music.
Will you be upstairs?
Yeah.
We've watched a few shows up there.
Yeah, we saw Cactus Blossoms, my wife and I.
Oh, that's amazing.
Recently. Yeah, so now I'm gonna be like, oh man, they were up here. That's so cool.
That is really cool. Yeah. We watched he has a show here on X-Ray, but he's a jazz like lecturer, like a professor, and he wrote a book about jazz, and we watched him discuss it and talk about his studies and stuff.
That's cool.
He's like a really, he like knows everyone famous that like started jazz. Like he's interviewed them all. And I'm like, I would love to sit down with him, pick his brain. I was too nervous.
Yeah. He'd probably just be like, well, it's in the book.
Yeah. We have the book. He's like, oh yeah. He's like, you can buy my book.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too funny. Yeah. So what was the, I know you and I love the birds. And we've obviously discussed that, but tell us more about the journey that you're taking us on and how we got here.
Yeah. So, this is all out of order. Like we're not going, you know, in discography order here, but this is all stuff that, there's one song in here that was a single. I think it might be the next one, but, well, I guess the last one was too. So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, but these aren't like what people typically hear. Like what you always hear, like Mr. Tambourine Man, Turn, Turn, Turn.
Those are like, capped out. You hardly hear the birds on radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you hear them on like an oldie station, but it's going to be one of those two every so often.
Yeah.
But
and it's going to be an oldie station. That's like a commute, like
you're right. Yeah. You're not going to hear it like, I don't know.
On some iHeartRadio. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, these are all tunes that like, you know, I just got really into the birds and did a deep dive. And I came back up with these as sort of like the crown jewels. These were the doubloons at the bottom of the birds' ocean. There's a lot of bad stuff, unfortunately. But this stuff is the kind of not often heard, and especially from their later album kind of cuts that are worth hearing. So I thought if I have the opportunity, I wanted to share these because the birds played a big part in the development of the album. Whether they were like direct influences or just like they were on my mind when I was writing, I wasn't trying to emulate them, but that kind of spirit of whatever it was they were doing around Sweetheart of the Rodeo and post that, like, that wasn't a huge success at the time, right? Like, that came later that people were talking about that album. And then what they did afterward when they felt kind of rejected by Nashville after making that sound, like, you know, where do you go from there when you're like, no, we're going to put all our eggs in this basket? I was really into that era, and I think that kind of influenced where I was coming from, because I didn't want to go full country, because I don't feel like that's who I am, but I didn't want to stay indie, you know?
I do think Birds fit that, you know? Like, they're not overly country, and they're not...
Yeah.
They're indie still in a weird way.
Yeah, like, their time indie, which is, yeah, like, psychedelic.
Like, we need to get out of here and go to Arizona. We need to go to Tucson and...
Right.
Yeah. And, you know...
Yeah, they need
Joshua
to look
Tree.
At the, yeah. They need to look at the desert for a while.
That's what a lot of those artists started doing around that time. And they,
yeah, cosmic country stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't join more cults.
Yeah, right. There was like that little brush with the Beach Boys and Manson.
Yeah, there's like
very,
like,
easily could have happened.
Could have happened to any of them.
Yep. Yeah.
I always think about that. Anyway, I do want to get into playing. Want to do is up next. This is the single version.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a nice turn era, you know, just coming out of that world. Cool single, but don't really hear it a lot on the radio.
Yeah, never. Yeah. I'm excited to play it. Here's All I Really Want to Do by the Birds.
I ain't looking to compete with you, beat or cheat or mistreat you, simplify you, pacify you, deny, defy, or crucify you. All I really wanna do is maybe be friends with you. No, I ain't looking to fight with you, frighten you, or tighten you, drag you down or bring you down, shame you down or bring you down. All I really wanna do is maybe be friends with you. I don't wanna take you out, keep on straight or forsake you out. I am looking for you to feel like me, see like me, or be like me. Make you spin or do you in, or select you or dissect you, or inspect you or reject you. All I really wanna do is maybe be friends with you, maybe be friends with you, maybe be friends with you.
Thank you. Support for X-Ray FM comes from our friends at Pickathon. July 31st through August 3rd at Pendarvis Farm in Happy Valley, Oregon. A multi-sensory experiential music festival celebrating 25 years. Weekend and single day passes now available. Tickets, schedule, and more information available at pickathon.com.
Support for X-Ray comes from Grand Lodge Concerts, presenting an evening with the infamous String Dusters, Leftover Salmon, and Kitchen Dwellers in concert on August 14th. Details at mcmenamins.outdoorconcerts.com.
Oh, we love her voice. That's a great one. Anyway, this is Wildflowers and Weeds, or this has been Wildflowers and Weeds. I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and I've been joined by Berkeley.
Hello.
The artist known as Berkeley. We didn't really tell anybody your real name, but I kind of think it's mysterious.
Yeah, we'll keep it a mystery.
Well, I know people are like, we could Google you.
Yeah, but that's going to make them Google me.
That's true. Do it. Where can people keep up with you?
On Instagram, it's always Berkeley. That's kind of that everywhere, like alwaysberkeley.com.
B-E-R-K-L-E-Y.
Yes, B-E-R-K-L-E-Y. There's no extra E in it. People usually add the extra E.
Autocorrect does too, which is like annoying.
Yeah, I get it. It's the city. But it's the street where I grew up, which did not have an E in it. BigSecretRecords.com or also on Instagram. Find
and
me there.
Your album's out tomorrow, so everyone can pre-order it right this second, or they can find it tomorrow.
Yeah, they could pre-order it now or just order it tomorrow and probably get it around the same time, or there'll be some copies at Music Millennium when I play there on August 2nd.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and you still got those two spots at Dead Aunt Thelma's.
Yeah, find me on Instagram and send me a message if you want to come by and sit in and watch the full band. And I'm going to break the news here. There's also a secret set from Sam Weber, if you dig him. He's going to be playing solo.
And amazing.
Bob Cummins Jr. from Dallas is going to play a solo set as well. So you get more bang for your buck than just like a little 40-minute set from me.
Totally. That's amazing. That's a great lineup.
Yeah. And when I say buck, I mean no bucks. It's free. But you have to RSVP because it's a super small space.
It's going to be super intimate and it sounds like amazing. Yeah. I'm excited. Well, this has been, like I said, Wildflowers and Weeds. JBJ is up next with Hello Cruel World. He has Eric D. Johnson from Fruit Bats on. So stay tuned. Radio's yours. We're going to play one more of the birds, and that is Deportee, Plane Wreck at Los Gatos.
The crops are all in and the beaches are rotting. The oranges are packed. You're flying them back to the Mexican border to spend all their money to wait back again. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos. Jesus y Maria.
Support for X-Ray FM.